Logoria.
Welcome to Logoria, the arts and entertainment podcast where we talk about movies, music, and TV shows. My name's Clark Hubbard.
My name's Corey Adams.
My name's Liz Caldwell.
My name's Anna Cook.
Anna Cook is joining us today. Katie Chapel is studying for the GRE, and while the rest of us also have things to study for, we are very committed to the art of podcasting. Katie has actually been specifically wanting Anna to come on for a while, so we thought, since she's not going to be here today, wouldn't that be ironic and funny if we had Anna? So Anna, tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into the bulk of the episode.
Yeah, so I'm an English major. I'm from Nashville. I have a lit focus, and I'm graduating in December, and I love to travel and listen to Clark's podcast.
Oh, wow. Good. All
Are
right.
you a frequent listener?
Oh, yes.
Oh, every episode.
Dedicated.
Wow. Yeah.
Extremely.
I've been sending her vinyls. I don't know if you guys knew this. I've been pressing vinyls of Logoria.
Yes. Spare time.
Yeah, all my spare time. So, with that, Corey, stop laughing. It's not a laughing time.
Okay.
Let's be serious, please.
Please. Thank you,
Respect.
Anna. Respect. Okay, the
thanks,
podcast.
Anna. Glad you're here, Anna.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
All right. So with that, let's start and talk about movies that we have seen recently. I'll start by talking about a movie that I've only seen about 20 minutes of, but I'm going to finish it later. It's called Constantine. It's a 2005 movie about Keanu Reeves hunting demons.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about it, Corey.
So, there's this movie and there's demons, but not for long because Keanu Reeves hunts them.
That's right, Corey. Mm-hmm. And honestly, that's about as far as I've gotten in the movie. It's a very strange film. There's this one part where he's in a bar and there's a spider crawling across the bar. There's lots of spiders in this movie. It's some sort of symbolism.
Yeah.
And he picks up a glass and he covers the spider. And then he takes a drag of a cigarette and blows it into the glass. And then he sets it down and he goes, "Welcome to my life, buddy."
Oh,
and it's,
wow.
It's a lot of lines just like that. So it's the most dramatic thing. And there's this one part where he's just sitting on a park bench and then somebody comes up and goes, "You got a light," and then tries to kill him. So it's all these really bad one-liners and it's demon hunting. Really well shot, which is frustrating because you don't want this bad of a movie to be well shot, but it is. And I'll finish it later this week and let you guys know how it goes.
Wow. Yeah. Looking forward to the update on that.
Absolutely. Yep. Any questions, Corey?
So how does he deal with all that secondhand smoke?
He gets lung cancer in the first 5 minutes of the film.
Oh,
okay. Gotcha.
Spoilers.
Spoilers indeed. Anything else, or we just ready to watch it ourselves?
What happened to the spider?
That's a big plot twist that I'm not going to reveal right now.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It probably is. He probably comes back. He's probably the final boss of the film. Personal theory.
Are spiders prevalent throughout the rest of the film?
Creepy crawlies are. There's crabs and snakes
in the rest
spiders.
Of the 20 minutes that you
saw. Okay, I'm sorry, Corey. How much of Constantine have you seen? That's
none.
What I thought. Okay. Corey, tell us about your movie for this week.
So the movie that I have seen is The Day After Tomorrow. So you might be thinking, that's not a new film, and you would be right. This movie came out in 2004, and it's about the weather, which is the main antagonist of this movie. But despite that boring-sounding synopsis, it's actually pretty interesting. It was my sister and my favorite movie for a long time, and it's one of the few movies that I can watch more than once, and actually enjoy. There's a lot of notable people in it. Emmy Rossum, if you know her, Jake Gyllenhaal, Dennis Quaid, CeeLo Ward, just a lot of people that you would recognize. And basically, the idea is that because we're horrible humans and we ruin the environment,
it goes
really bad, and there's this superstorm. They call it a megastorm, superstorm, or whatever. And the main danger part of it is that in the eye of the storm, things freeze instantaneously, super quick. So people are migrating towards the equator. People are being flash frozen as it goes over them. So it's very intense as a disaster movie. But I think it's one of my favorite, disaster movies out there.
Good. So you like watching people become real life ice cubes?
Yeah, it's, science is intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
And, we eat ice cubes all the time and we never think, how would I feel to be one of these?
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's deep.
Yeah.
Tell us about the philosophical implications of that.
Do ice cubes have souls?
Huh.
Mm-hmm. You would maybe say no, but after you watch this movie,
Your answer might change. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot to think about.
Do the people become isolated? No? Okay. That's a pun. Get it? Because they're frozen and they're far, far away from society and then nobody ever...
Okay. All right.
Wow. Hit me out.
It's your first episode back. Liz, you're already doing so badly. Okay.
Oh. Wow.
Speaking of that,
strike one.
Great to have you back, Liz.
Thanks.
Great to have you back.
Glad to be here.
Wow. We're so glad you're here, Liz. What's your movie for this week?
Okay, so I've only watched like 10 minutes of it. Not even the first.
It's a theme with this group.
We don't have much
very
time.
Very prepared.
I watched the middle 10 minutes of Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
That's such a good movie.
How did you end up in the middle?
Where?
Was that purposefully, or did you walk in on it?
I didn't necessarily walk in on it. More like I Googled Scott Pilgrim versus the World to watch. Like
this is the ugliest thing.
I know. But listen, there's a reason. Because Ted Kluck wrote an article. Wait, you were there. Did Doy.
Yes.
About the Michael Cera article.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Of... like famous movies, how they would be like completely different if they were starring Michael Cera instead of
Wait, was that one of them?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, I didn't think that was
all. I knew Michael Cera was in Scott Pilgrim, and I had seen like 9 years ago the beginning of Scott Pilgrim, and I loved it, and I'd seen like scenes from it. So I thought I need to like get in on Scott Pilgrim again. So I like Googled and watched like 10 minutes of the middle of the movie to like get an idea. And then I said, this is actually fantastic. And I've been meaning to sit down and watch, like, the rest of it. Actually watch it, but, you know.
So is that going to happen in 9 years? You're just going to watch the end of it?
Yes.
And then over these 18 years, you'll have a grasp
watched
of the movie.
Right, yeah.
Incredible.
Essentially.
Yeah. Scott Pilgrim, I actually rewatched that recently as well. But it and probably The Big Lebowski are tied for, like, my favorite dialogue in movies.
Yeah.
Okay, see, that's because Michael Cera, also, he's really good at that fast-talking, like, kind of mumbling at the same time thing, and I'm all about it. So I really, the dialogue was great from, you know, the 10 minutes that I saw of it. Loved
Absolutely.
It.
Oh, we watch that as a dorm every semester. So we've
seen
the first time I saw it.
So you just need to jump in with them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll let you know when that happens next
time. Thank you.
Wow. Yes. Beautiful.
Anna, tell us about the movies that you've been watching or starting or just jumping into the movie.
Yeah, so I actually watched a complete movie over the weekend. So I was pretty dedicated for this. I went and saw the new Halloween reboot. And it's not really a reboot. It's kind of a continuation. It has Jamie Lee Curtis come back. I don't know if you've seen the first one. I was a huge Scary Movie buff in, like, middle school and high school. I would have, like, Scary Movie things at my house, like, every weekend with all my friends.
Like ghosts?
And so, no, just, like, a couple of seances and, like, Ouija board stuff, but nothing crazy.
Good.
And so, you know, like, typical middle school stuff. So, yeah, I was, like, I heard a lot of good things about it also because it just came out this past weekend. And I was like, okay, like, I'll go see it. Like, that's worth spending money on. And honestly, it was the acting was really good. The writing was really good. However, there were storylines that it left me wanting more. So.
Like in a good way or in a bad way?
Like in a good way. I just wish they would have capitalized on it. But like, this is the last one. They like said they're done. Or, like they say they're done. So I don't know if they're going to or not. But yeah, like, there was storylines at the beginning that, like, they just could have weaved through better throughout, and they didn't, and, like, they left them, like, incomplete in the first 20 minutes. I don't want to give anything away, but I was just like, oh, like, I wish they would have capitalized on that, you know, because that would have been really cool. And they kind of just made it end up being, like, the first movie to where, like, Michael Myers kills everyone except, like, the main three characters. So, spoiler alert.
Classic.
You know.
I was like,
It's really funny. There's a lot of quality stabbing scenes, and I actually saw a video on Twitter where it was like showing how they record the people like being dragged by Michael Myers before he stabs them, and it was like the cameraman, he's like dragging him. It's really, really quality stuff. So it was a
beautiful.
Fun time.
Amazing.
It's my movie.
We're proud of you, Anna.
There you go, guys.
Thank you.
I watched
that.
The whole thing.
Oh man,
Saturday night.
Incredible.
Yeah, I heard that it was good. They say it's different.
Yeah.
It's not like your standard.
Yeah. Yeah, deal. It's different. Yeah, it's different. Yep.
So are you like a Are you a Ouija board kind of spooky scary, or are you more like killer on the loose scary?
For movies or for real life?
Either one.
I want both. I want both.
One and the same,
For movies, definitely like killer, because I feel like that's more real sort of things, at least as far as my beliefs. Like Scream, I love the Scream franchises. Like, those are my favorite. Real life, I can get down with some Ouija boards.
All right.
Yep.
Tight.
Good. Cool.
With that, let's move on to the next segment, talking about television shows. Liz, what's your show?
Okay. Well, while I was convalescing for the last month, I rewatched and now watching the next season as it's premiering, this show called Poldark. Doubt you ever heard of it. It's English.
I actually have. Have you really? Yeah.
It's based on novels by Winston Graham.
Yeah.
And they're great.
It's English, like British?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like BBC.
Okay.
British period drama thing. And
with that, you have to talk in a British accent for the rest of the time while you're describing it.
Gladly. I was hoping you would ask. I've been prepping. No, I'm kidding. All right. So, takes place in Cornwall, England. It is absolutely amazing. The scenery is beautiful. The acting is beautiful. The writing is fantastic. I love the main character. He is absolutely gorgeous, and I even low-key kind of like his wife, and I wish that I was like her, and all of the characters are really identifiable, and the relationships are really real, and I love it, and season 4 is premiering right now on PBS Sunday nights at 8.
What?
Incredible.
Wow. I'm impressed.
I watch a lot of, like, British shows.
Good. They make better shows than
us
usually.
They honestly do.
It's sad.
Can we call your British personality Eliza?
Oh, please do.
Yes.
Please call me that.
Perfect. We'll save that for another time. Yeah. Anna, what show have you been watching?
Yeah, I have all my free time from classes, have been watching This Is Us, and it is a tearjerker show, as Corey calls it. It's one of those, but it's really good. It has fantastic writing. It's really real, raw characters. It has the guy, one of Rory's boyfriends from Gilmore Girls, if anyone has seen Gilmore Girls.
Which one?
Jess. Milo. I don't know how to say his last name. It's like Vin to something like that. But yeah, he's the main dude, and it's really good. It deals with like a lot of issues, like adoption, racism, like weight loss, like PTSD. Right now they're doing this whole thing on Vietnam, and it's just like they jump back and forth between like the kids' childhood and then like real life. They're like in their 40s. They're like three triplets. And it's just, it's really quality writing. So
what's the base premise? Isn't like a mixed family or something?
Yeah. So like it's the dad, and then the wife, and they have triplets, but one of them dies. And just at that time, there's a baby that's brought to the hospital. And so they kind of like adopt it as their own. So it's just kind of like their lives, like growing up, their dad ends up dying. And so like the whole plot of the first and second season was like leading up to his death and like how he died. Cause like, you know, he died when they're adults, but like in the flashbacks with their kids, it's like leading up to what happened. So that was like the big question mark. And that was revealed at the end of season 2. And right now they are like 4 episodes into season 3, and it's just dealing with unveiling more questions from their childhood and like how they're progressing now and like coping with his death, like still, because he was like such a prominent role in their lives and things like that. So yeah, okay. It's really quality.
That's awesome. That sounds really interesting. Mm-hmm. Where can we watch it?
Oh, I watch it on Netflix, but I watch it illegally on a different website it currently, so.
Hey, that's okay.
I don't want to give away that address.
So is it like the new season is coming out somewhere else, so you can't watch the new stuff on Netflix?
Yeah, it's like, the old stuff is on Netflix and Hulu, but like the new stuff is like premiering now. I don't know what channel it's on, because I watch it just on an illegal website.
Hey, illegal's just a sick bird.
You know?
All right, so...
But it comes on Tuesdays at 7.
Okay.
Amazing. My driving instructor told me that in high school. Every time someone asked a legal question, he'd be like, an illegal's just a sick bird. Every time. And I still don't know what it means.
You know, you made fun of me for my pun.
That wasn't really
a
pun.
It was ice.
It's just a really good joke.
People, well, what's the joke, frozen? Though?
I don't know.
That's how good it is.
I don't know. It's just
you don't know what the joke that makes
it
good.
It's a mystery joke. It's one of those fun
ones. It makes it smart. It's witty.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
I'm witty, Corey. Get with it. The television show that I watched was all of the biology clap test preps by Khan Academy. There's about 17 hours of those on YouTube. And last week, I just binged all of them. I started Tuesday, ended Friday because I had a CLEP test on Saturday, and I just learned all about biology, the different aspects that I'd forgotten since I was in high school. And I'm very grateful for the TV show because it helped me pass the biology CLEP test.
Can you tell me what a leukocyte is?
A leukocyte is something that kills something else.
Oh, you were close. That's good.
Thank you. Any other questions about biology that I can answer for
just
you guys?
Just have to pass. Don't have to ace.
That's right. 53 out of 50. That's all I need.
There you go.
Corey, you tell us about your television show.
So, as is common for me in this show, I watched the first episode of a... Well, actually, it wasn't the first this time. It was a middle episode. But it doesn't matter because it was Community. And Community, apparently, you can watch anywhere. At least that's what I was told.
You can.
So I watched the Dungeons and Dragons episode.
Yes!
Because I play Dungeons and Dragons, and a friend of mine was just like, you'll love this. And I did. And people had told me about the show a lot because Donald Glover is on the show. Mm-hmm. And people were like, oh, you're like Donald Glover, which is kind of racist, but not that bad. Anyway, I watched it, and I was pleasantly surprised. Because for whatever reason, I'm very pessimistic going in about TV shows that people recommend me. I don't know, because I like shows that I already watch. So moving to something new, you know how you can watch The Office 1,000 times or Parks and Rec or whatever else 1,000 times because you're like, I know I'm going to enjoy this when I watch it. So, you know, starting something new is hard. But it did well enough on this one episode that I watched that I would consider watching the whole thing. The cast is really good. I feel a lot of people I've seen in other stuff and I've liked. There's one guy, he's a jerk. His name is Pierce. He's like this old guy. I really hated him. But
isn't that Chevy Chase?
Yes, it is.
I love Chevy Chase. How could you speak?
He's a jerk character.
He's such a jerk.
There's
so
in this episode, there's this kid, this guy who almost like wants to commit suicide. Basically, is like the subtext of it, and he's just like making fun of the guy. And I'm like,
oh, he pushes it to such like terrible limits.
And then they're like, wait, like we need to take you out in the hall and tell you like why we're like treating this guy this way. And like he's like really on the edge, and he's like, I don't care.
Dude, he like, does not care.
And so I was like, okay, I hate this guy, but I mean, if everybody was nice, what kind of world would we live in?
A
better one, but
I need to go ahead and pencil in some time with you later to talk about this specific episode. I'm gonna need like an hour of your time.
An whole hour.
Yeah, because it is that phenomenal, and I don't know if anybody is gonna understand how great
and what you enjoyed
is.
It.
Yeah.
How. Because the episode wasn't even an hour long.
I know. That's how long we've got to talk about it.
Okay.
It's
we
got to
bring in
good.
Some literary criticism, just deconstruct this board.
I'm down.
Yes, some dairy dog.
And there's nothing negative
Sweet
about it. It's all beautiful.
I'll have my people talk to your people.
Great. All right.
Great.
So, Corey, question. do your issues with change, does that go anything like back to your childhood? Like, is there a reason for this fear of
Probably,
something new?
I think because every night there were certain shows that I would watch.
Uh-huh.
Like, literally, I grew up watching, like, Full House.
Yes.
Because it would come on at Nick at Night.
Or George Lopez.
So, yeah, George Lopez. I didn't really watch George Lopez as much because it came on after. So, like, I got a certain amount of TV time, and then TV time was over, and George Lopez would come on. So I didn't get to watch George Lopez.
Oh, so it was, like, set TV time.
Yeah. Well, it was, like, at least at night. Like, I would, like, be in bed at 8. Full House would come on, so I could watch it all in bed, and then had to turn the TV off like 9. Okay.
Gotcha.
But anyway, so like, I would watch like Full House or like Friends or things like that. So, and those are all I know.
Just those two shows.
Yeah, what is
Friends and Full House?
I'm actually like
the two.
I'm not gonna. I didn't want to talk about it on this episode because we talk about The Office and Parks and Rec and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I'm actually watching The Office for the first time right now.
Wow.
I just watched the third season finale. So. The first time, the office.
Has Jim died yet?
Shut up.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Anyway, so The Office is great, but you guys already know that. So
I do not like The Office. I'm sorry, don't stone me for that. But I've seen the first two full seasons, and my older brother has shown me select favorite episodes, and I just can't get into it.
Do you not like awkward humor?
I just feel like it's trying to force you to laugh, and I just don't laugh. I'm like, the most I'm like, okay, haha, that's funny. But
is there any comedy show that you like really like though? Like,
I love How I Met Your Mother. I feel like the writing in that is really good. Like, I like how they build things up across the seasons and then bring it back. And I love Friends.
Yeah. I feel like that's a different school of comedy.
Yeah, it's a different, it's totally different. I don't like Parks and Rec either. So I think I just don't like that awkward,
cringe humor.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. It was funny because Michael Scott.
Which I know everyone's like, oh, it's intellectual humor. So whatever.
Is that what we're calling it?
Is that what we're calling it?
I don't know. Steve Carell talked about how if they wanted to do an Office reboot, he would not come back because the humor that was that made it funny or whatever cannot happen
now.
And I thought that because I didn't, I had seen The Office before, but I'd seen later seasons, like episodes here and there. And I'm watching the first episodes, and I'm like,
Diversity Day.
Yes, Diversity Day, and there's just like so many things that he says and does, and I'm just like. Like sexual harassment things that he says, and like the way he just says something to Pam,
it would not happen though.
Like gay witch hunt being an episode, and just like so many things. I'm just like, okay, he was right. He was definitely right.
They were pushing the envelope as far as they could at the time that the envelope could be pushed the farthest.
Right.
Yeah. So it's an interesting phenomenon. Mm-hmm. Anything else, Corey?
That's all. Community, The Office. There it is.
Beautiful. Now if you will just like watch Frasier, then our list of shows are going to be identical. So think about it.
I've never even considered Frasier.
Stop. It's like my dad's favorite show.
No, it's so good.
I think
it's
that's every dad's favorite show.
Y'all are wrong. Y'all are so wrong. It's for all of us.
I've watched I Love Lucy and it was cool, but Frasier, I just don't know.
Give it a chance.
What are you going to say next? The West Wing?
No.
I feel like
those are not.
I don't know anything about
that. That's not the same field there.
I guess I don't know anything about either of those shows.
What are you going to say next? Like a Neverending Story? what are you going to say next? Like Redwall, the television show? Okay, with that, let's move on to our final section of today, talking about music. So Anna, would you like to talk about your music first?
Yes, absolutely. So do you want me to play it first?
You can either tell us what it is or you can play it first. And then
I'll give you a sample first and then we'll.
Sounds good. Okay. We're going to fade in because we're professionals on this television show.
Yes. This television.
Shh, I'm very tired. Don't give, just let me say whatever I. And this is how it starts.
Okay, so that is just a little snippet of a song off of their first album, self-titled, the 1975. And so this is my favorite band. I've been following them since like 2012. And they are labeled as like pop rock alt sort of feel. But their first album is more, it's all black and white. And it has kind of the melancholy, sort of dark, youthful tones in it. It's very,
my favorites.
Very happy stuff about fear and relationships and death and things, fun topics. Their sophomore album has a very long title. I Like It When You Sleep Because You Are So Beautiful Yet So Unaware of It.
I love that
and
title.
And it explores more electronic R&B, and it turns to, like, their first album's all black and white, and their second album they explore in color, and so it's all, like, neon pink, and a lot of the lyrics are about, like, questioning fame and just, like, people, narcissists, and things like that in the celebrity world. And then their third album was supposed to debut this June.
I'm so excited for it.
But they are debuting it in November. Hopefully it will be coming out, Music for Cars, and it is subtitled A Brief Query into Relationships. And it is supposed to discuss themes like technology and the way it's impacted society and like the way we interact with each other and social relationships like and things like that.
Disillusionment.
Yeah. So like the band, the lead singer, Matty Healy, he looks a lot to post-structuralism and surrealism and like ideals like that. A lot of stuff from the French Revolution. And so they just like challenge a lot of stuff, but also they're kind of mainstream in their music. So it's kind of like a juxtaposition, but they're really rad and I really love them and you should definitely check them out.
What is your favorite single that they put out from this new one?
I love It If We Made It.
That is my favorite one as well.
I love it.
I almost played that on this podcast, and then right before I did, remembered that we could not have some of those words in this podcast.
Yeah, cocaine, probably not a good one. You might need
also
that
just
out.
Like the second word of the song. But good stuff.
Yeah.
I love the 1975. Yep. Do you guys have any questions?
No, I mean, sounds cool. Have you ever seen them?
Yes, I have. I saw them last November. But they are coming out with a new North American tour, so
I was about to say, did you say they're American or no?
No, they're British.
Okay, it sounded British, so I didn't know if I was just imagining.
They're British, but they will be coming in May, so everyone should go to Ascend in Nashville.
Oh, check them out. Such
pre-sale
a good venue.
Went on sale today, so
ooh.
They're very good live. Very lots of like steam and different like colors and neon, and they very great performers. Oh. Very steamy.
Yes.
Awesome.
Steamy. Mm-hmm.
Matty Healy's pretty steamy too. So.
Ooh, baby.
Ooh.
All right. So the band that I found is, I'm just going to play this. This will be fun. Slightly different.
I really don't like it.
Now, first, before I explain what this is, Corey, what were you saying?
For those of you who didn't hear me, I said, first, I already don't like it. And then the second thing I said was, what did I say?
Why don't you like it, Corey?
Honestly, the first part was actually kind of unique and different, and I'd vibe with that. The second part, that's my reaction.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, this is the band Sadia. They're one of the biggest 90s screamo bands. And I don't know why I'm into screamo or why I'm into anything. But I found this band this week and really liked them. Just like they have some really unique sounds like that first part. Like softer sounds throughout. And I really don't like... One of the things I don't like about modern metal is just like the constant guitar riffs and just like all of this noise, just constant and constant. Mm. But with this, there are those parts, but there's also these softer sounds throughout. And sometimes the lead singer will actually sing instead of just scream. But also I'm just having an angsty week, so that's probably why I've been listening to them a lot.
The name.
It is a misspelling of some lyric. Hold on. Let me pull it up. They like somebody in the band misspoke at one point, and they were like, let's make that our band title. So give me just a second. Liz, will you tell the audience who we're not sponsored by this episode?
Yeah, we're not sponsored by Anna Cook's cardigan company.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, where is your cardigan from?
Target.
We're not sponsored by Target. Yeah. Dang it. I was hoping for something a little bit more like exotic.
Nah.
No?
We don't mess with Target.
Target, Target does not sponsor.
Get that out of here.
Sorry.
Didn't we? Hey.
We roast Anna on accident.
Sorry, I don't have more luxurious clothing brands.
Like, I was hoping
you would be Anna.
I was hoping it would be like some backstory of like my grandmother's closet from like 19.
My grandmother knitted this.
Yeah, that's what I was really hoping.
We're not sponsored by
my grandmother.
Anna's
does not
grandmother.
Sponsor you. I'm sorry.
It is from, it's a misspelling of the Miles Davis track Seda. So they were just like, let's misspell a Miles Davis track, and then that's what our screamo band is.
Let's go Miles Davis.
Wow.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They take awesome. You could hear the Miles Davis inspiration, right?
For sure. Oh, 100%.
Like, ooh, wow.
That was my initial thought, actually.
Right. You hear that, and you're just
the
like,
jazz
ooh,
riffs.
Ooh, I hear that. That's Miles Davis. Corey,
okay.
Hit us with your music.
So, I guess everybody played theirs first. I was going to talk first, but
hey,
what?
Corey, listen, Corey, hold my hand.
Okay.
This is an individualistic... podcast, so you can do whatever you would like to do.
Yeah, I just want the audience to know they're actually holding hands right now.
Yeah, todos están pendientes a ti.
pero tú puedes estar para mí. Uh-huh. Haciendo que me odien más. Yeah, yeah. Porque todos te quieren probar. Lo que no saben es que no te dejas llevar de cualquiera. Y todos te quieren probar.
Ooh, that fade out.
So hit good, the fade out.
Hit him with it. All right, so if you didn't notice, that was not in English. It was in Spanish.
Oh.
Was that what that was?
Oh, my God.
Wow. You thought it was groundbreaking.
I just thought I couldn't understand what they were saying.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, that's wild. That was me for, like, Bad and Bougie for a long time, so just, I thought I was cultured. But anyway, so Bad Bunny is the name of the guy. He, you may recognize him from songs like I Like It with Cardi B. Apparently, he has a song with Beyonce. He's very popular, like, Latin America. I was in Spain also. I was in Spain, and his music played in a lot of dance places. So
what dance places?
They just
you
have
attending?
Places where you would
Corey.
Go,
hey, Anna,
and there
not,
would be dancing.
Let's just okay. Bring that.
But I just watched.
Oh, okay, you're that kind of yeah, person. Okay, yeah, that's all I needed to know.
Here,
thank
here's
you.
Here's Corey just sitting in the corner of a place where people dance, just being like, yes, I see
guys,
all these people.
Picture somebody who's just not dancing. That's what Clark's doing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's really cool. This song is about, like, love and stuff, but, like, from
love and stuff.
What, but, like,
what song name? Is it?
This but, song is about love and stuff.
Like,
Wonderwall.
The name of the song is Mia, which is, like, mine. In
oh, I
Spanish.
Thought it was M.I.A. Like, you're
Missy
M.I.A.
And
yeah. Oh,
no. Like, La Mia is
I
like...
I missed that.
My, oh, it's fine.
So, Mama Mia is my mother.
Yes. But that's also not Spanish. But let's... Anyway. But Bad Bunny, he's interesting because... I don't know, I talked about this before that before the podcast that he doesn't look like what he sounds like. You know, mm-hmm. It's like a different. You would expect him to be like this DJ Khaled, like big guy who's like, bunny, bunny, or whatever. But he's just like, I don't know. He doesn't look like
he
that.
He looks like a nerd.
Skinny, yeah. He's like wearing glasses. If you check on Spotify.
Like,
Spotify.
Has, like, no hair.
Yeah. But if you're looking for like some sort of like danceable Latin music that you don't really have to listen to the words, you can just like play in the background or dance to or whatever, Bad Bunny is. Somebody
if you
check
can't
out.
Make it out to the clubs in Spain, like Corey was fortunate enough
what
to
clubs?
Do.
What
hey,
clubs?
These are places where people dance.
These are
excuse
dance places.
Me. Then look up Bad Bunny.
I was in Spain to study. What do you mean?
Liz, what music have you been listening to?
Okay, well, I, in the last 2 days, started listening to Ben Rector a lot more than I already did. I was going to talk about somebody else called Tennyson, but I'm not going to talk about them because it's a little, it's actually a him. I don't want to talk about Tennyson yet, but put a pin in that. We're going to talk about Tennyson later, but we're not ready right now.
Don't listen to Tennyson yet.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Don't listen to it. It's not the time. Actually, it's the perfect time. Maybe I will talk about Tennyson.
Okay.
You know what? We're going to talk about Tennyson.
Like,
okay. Oh, wow.
Like Lord Tennyson?
Yeah, that's Alfred. What I was thinking.
I don't actually know.
So unpin Tennyson. Unpin him.
Is he unpinned?
Yeah, he's unpinned. Everybody loves Ben Rector, okay? We already know about Ben
Everybody
Rector.
Everybody knows
We've
about Ben Rector.
Kids.
Let's hear about yeah. Alfred.
Okay, well, Alfred Tennyson, who's actually just Tennyson. I don't know anything really about him. I've been listening to him. First heard of him whenever I was probably like 15. And he kind of went off grid for a while. And then he came back. And I really, really like the stuff that he has right now. And this is my fall song. Like, my fall has had a theme, and this is the theme. And
my song was also my theme. Just so
that's
you
beautiful,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I loved yours. This one is a little bit, like, I want you to place yourself in the world of Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, nice yes. Little,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you
there
with me, Anna?
Yeah, I'm there with you, Corey.
Okay. you all know exactly where I'm talking about.
Cell shading.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is my fall song.
Okay, I get it.
Get it now?
Yeah.
We're gonna wait for the best part. Waiting. It's coming.
feel like I'm on drugs in Italy, is what I feel like.
You really are. Wait okay. for it. This is the best part. Oh, dang it. This is longer than I thought. Hang on. We're going to speed it up just a little bit.
Still feel like I'm on drugs in Italy.
It is really kicking in now.
Okay.
So,
Ooh.
Who did that to you? Who showed you that?
Well, my cousin mentioned it, and then he made a video, and this song was in the background, and his video was actually kind of like depressing. But really not depressing.
It
was,
yes.
I don't know. It was very interesting. It was actually really cool. And then I found this song. And then I was like, actually, this is the song of my entire month of September through October. So that's, yeah. It's kind of sad, but kind of happy, but kind of hopeful, but also kind of sad still. And that's how I feel right now.
Wow, that was just like a very strange experience musically.
I
don't know what to say.
The accordion came in and I was thrown.
We've got like an ocarina. What is that?
I know. There's some. What is an ocarina?
No. What okay. was that? An ocarina?
I believe that was like some kind of a windpipe, but it did sound like an ocarina.
I felt like it was in fourth grade, like a recorder.
Recorder. Yeah. Yeah.
Like a satyr is in Italy.
So is it all instrumental? His music?
No. There are actually some with words, and I almost played one with words because it's like a lot more fun and bouncy, but not you know.
So but you that's did, not you your fault.
It. That's not your fault.
Yeah. She pinned it for later.
Next time.
Okay.
Next time. Well,
and it's just good. Alfred? It's just him?
Yeah, just him.
Okay. Well, good just to know.
But not him. Alfred. If you search Alfred, you will not find
him. You will not find that.
His name is Tennyson.
But we call him Alf. So, Alfie.
Alfie.
With that, let's talk about what we're excited about coming up anytime soon, whether this is movies, music, or TV shows. Corey?
Yo, so Sandra Bullock, one of my favorite actresses, period, is in Bird Box. I don't know if you've heard about it. I literally had not heard about it. I was taking a nap on a friend's couch. And he's playing the trailer on YouTube on his TV, and I wake up and the trailer's playing. It looks really interesting. It was really gripping. It is sort of like what is it? Krasinski's movie, A Silent Place, or whatever.
Quiet Place.
A Quiet Place. Yeah, so it's not Synonyms. Exactly like that, but the premise is these creatures come out. And when you see them, they turn into you visualize them as your greatest fear.
So it.
You see, it's like, so it. But it's like, so, like, everybody's going into chaos because, like, basically everybody who's driving sees their worst fear in front of them and everybody crashes. And then, but they're, like, hiding. She has, like, two kids, and basically it's her trying to keep her two kids safe. And, I don't know, trying to get to a different place because they're traveling a lot in the trailer. But it's, like, crazy because they can't look anywhere, but you really want to. So it's not like A Quiet Place where you, like, you can look at everything and you can see the monster, but if you don't make a noise, like, you're fine. Like, if you look to see that the monster's there, so it's, like, really hard to, like, be safe or whatever because you can't look, you can't check, you can't do anything. So in just the way the trailer was shot, it looked really good. The thing I don't like about the trailer is they show so many parts of the movie that I hope it's not one of those.
They put all the best parts, all of this in the trailer. Already.
Okay.
But I couldn't gather that much other than the fact that she has two kids, what the monster is, and that they're going somewhere. Where they also might be running away, so who knows. So I don't know that much from the trailer, so, I mean, you know.
Very cool.
Sounds like some parts of the movie are still intact for you.
Hopefully. Yeah. But it looks really good. You should check it out.
Okay. I'm excited. The Greeting Committee, who I've talked about before on here, the female-fronted band that I saw in Nashville a few weeks ago, coming out with their first full-length album this Friday, and they've had, like, two EPs and four or five singles, but this will be, like, their first big release. That comes out this Friday. So check them out on Spotify if you haven't already, and I'm just very excited for the album.
Were they based out of Nashville?
No, they're based out of Kansas City, but I saw them in Nashville.
Okay.
Yeah. Good band. Anna, are you excited about anything or just school?
You know, I mean, I have a lot of school going on. I'm excited about the 1975. Hopefully it drops next November, or this November. Their second other album is supposed to be dropping in May.
Is that when the concert is?
Yeah. But it's like a twofold, so they're supposed to drop it in June, but then they're like, oh, no, wait, we're going to drop two albums, but they won't be ready until November and then May. And then there's also this side project they're doing. It's called Drive Like I Do, and that album is supposed to be coming out at some point.
So they've got a lot of albums in those.
Yeah, but you know, I feel like musically I've been fulfilled a lot lately because I've gotten Lainey. I love Lainey. 21 Pilots just dropped a new album, Drake's. There's just been a lot of good music flowing around in general, so I'm pretty content right now musically. Once that comes out, so that's how I am.
Okay, well, I'm really, really excited for the movie Vice. It's coming out Christmas. It's about Vice President Dick Cheney. There are actually some, like, really famous people in it. Amy Adams, Christian Bale is playing Dick Cheney. Steve Carell, Tyler Perry. It looks really, really intense. It's made by the same people who did The Big Short. Yes. And, something else that I was really
Who's the screenwriter of it?
Let me see.
Yeah, look that up, because I'm curious if it's Sorkin. Sorkin's one of my favorite screenwriters.
Adam McKay, actually. He directed and did screenwriting.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, I've seen him. Okay, very cool.
And produced it. Brad Pitt also produced it.
Get out of here, Brad. So,
wow. Yeah, really. There's Brad. Full circle.
He's always here. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, thank you so much for listening to the Loggeria podcast, the Arts and Entertainment podcast. Thank you so much for coming here. Thank you to Anna for coming out today. Thank you, Liz, for being back, even though you made a really, really bad pun.
Hey, you made a bad one, too.
It wasn't a pun.
It wasn't a pun. It was a joke.
It was a bad one. A pun.
It was wise. This has been Loggeria podcast. Tune in next time for less puns and more wise jokes.
Do, 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 do.
Loggeria.